Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Positive in Pro Wrestling, Episode 9. I'm your host, Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, both available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And of course, I'm a proud member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And today's show isn't going to be bite-sized, really. We've got my thoughts on Strong Style Evolved, 205 Live, NXT, Impact Wrestling. I've recently signed up for the Global Wrestling Network app, so I've got a few thoughts on that. And, Sakura Genesis as well, which happened this past Sunday. So, the bite-sized edition of Positive in Pro Wrestling, at least for this episode, is very much in the past. Once again, Raw and SmackDown Live-wise, I don't have access to that content until a month after it's shown. So, I won't be talking about that. So let's get straight to it, really. With regards to Strong Style Evolved, the New Japan show from Long Beach, California, I haven't had the opportunity to watch the whole show, so I'm kind of lucky that this is a Positive in Pro Wrestling show, really, as opposed to a review show, because, like I said, I haven't had the time to watch it. I've only had time to watch a couple of matches. I picked out the matches that I most wanted to see and I knew I would enjoy. And they were as follows: Jushin Thunder Liger, the man with the greatest theme song in the history of professional wrestling, against the aerial assassin Will Ospreay. And I know this was originally supposed to be Jushin Thunder Liger against Rey Mysterio, and we were all looking forward to that, and it would have been amazing. But this was a really good match in its own right. I like the way that Ospreay said he's no alternate for anyone. It reminded me of when Van Damme said it. You know, ECW Barely Legal pay-per-view in 1997, so that was pretty cool. Adjusting Thunder Liger for a 53-year-old is absolutely amazing. He's just really incredible to watch. And Ospreay is just unbelievable to watch. Really enjoyed this match. The ending as well with Marty Scurll coming out and hitting Ospreay with the umbrella, and the fact that Mysterio got in there and Jushin Thunder Liger, and the possibility of matches between Mysterio and Liger, hopefully that will still happen. Mysterio and Scurll, and Mysterio and Ospreay is pretty awesome, really. Those matches will be incredible if they can happen in a New Japan ring. And then the match that got me to sign up for New Japan Pro Wrestling World once again, the Young Bucks against the Golden Lovers. There was a lot of press around this as being a really great match, and I have to say it absolutely delivered. I can't think, and I've been a professional wrestling fan for 26 years, plus years, and I've obviously been a writer for 13 plus years as well. I don't think I've ever seen a tag match as good as this. This was just brilliant. The emotional investment in the match, the way that Omega didn't want to hurt his friends, and then Ibushi's kind of telling him to do it. Just the facial reactions, the way that Matt Jackson said to do the one-winged angel. And it's just incredible match, 40-odd minutes. Just outstanding. It really, really was. And, yeah, it's worth watching Strong Style Evolved for. And it's definitely worth the £7 currency exchange rate that I've paid for New Japan Pro Wrestling World for the next month. Definitely worth that. So just based on those two matches, I haven't had a chance to see the other ones, like I said. We've got a strong contender for match of the year with Young Bucks versus Golden Lovers. It's going to be a big contender for my match of the week. I'll be surprised if it's beaten, to be honest. Strong Style Evolved really delivered. Fantastic stuff. So then moving on to 205 Live, Buddy Murphy versus TJP versus Kalisto and Akira Tozawa is the match that jumped out at me. And I should say at this point as well, this is a great week for professional wrestling. There's some stuff in here that I'm not going to talk about just because of time constraints. I want to get this to be under 20 minutes in all honesty. That's what we've been going with. So it's been a tremendous week in professional wrestling, in all honesty. So I'm kind of picking out the best of the best as opposed to the positive in pro wrestling, if I'm completely honest. So yeah, this was a really good four-way match. Everyone got their opportunity to shine. The Kalisto, Akira Tozawa, Hideo Itami, and Lince Dorado feud is kind of seen here between Kalisto and Tozawa. TJP just shows how seamless he is in the ring. Buddy Murphy is just a, you know, an injection of high energy. He can do it all in all honesty, and it's really good to see him on such a platform after being in the wilderness for so long. And yeah, he picks up the win, and it'll be interesting to see him against Mustafa Ali again, because if you remember the match from the Cruiserweight title tournament, that was a outstanding match. And if he goes up against Cedric Alexander, I'm sure he'll be able to have the same match again. And then moving on to NXT, and this was in terms of storylines, really that jumped out at me. Tommaso Ciampa against Johnny Gargano is finally signed as a non-sanctioned match, because obviously Gargano is no longer part of NXT. It was funny when Ciampa posted a video on his Twitter page about Gargano banging on his door at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it kind of made me think, you reap what you sow. You've cost him his NXT career, and he's going to get you for it, kind of thing. So that should be an outstanding match. I kind of think this could have been a slow burner, in all honesty, much like when CM Punk was the WWE champion in 2011, and he left the company, and Brian, coming back, these could have been like slow burner kind of things, and it's unfortunate it isn't, but it is Gargano's time to go up to Raw or SmackDown Live, isn't it, really? He's the hottest property in the whole of WWE, probably professional wrestling. So yeah, this match will be brilliant. Can't wait for it this Saturday at TakeOver New Orleans. And then Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler fight in the Performance Center. That always adds fuel to the fire. And that was good to see. Another classic match between them this Saturday, I'm sure. And the same to be said between Andrade Cien Almas and Aleister Black. Almas attacking Black and beating him down for his disrespect of Zelina Vega. And it all made sense, in all honesty. It's all leading to this Saturday. And just sharing my quick thoughts on the new NXT North American Championship. I'm not sure the brand needs a fourth championship, really. A second male individual title is a puzzler, to be honest. But with the competitors in this ladder match, especially Ricochet, who will tear it up, no doubt, because of his high-flying style, it should be really interesting to watch. EC3's debut was really good. I'm a big fan of his. Great to see Lars Sullivan back. Killian Dane is another one that should have a really good match with this kind of stipulation, the ladder match. Velveteen Dream's been on an absolute tear since being in NXT as well. So he's a good addition to the match as well. Adam Cole, okay, baby. So the wrestlers in the match should make this a really good match, especially with the ladder match stipulation. So yeah, it should be a good match, no doubt. But I'm kind of on the fence about whether the NXT needs a fourth championship. So we'll see what happens. Me and, you know, one of my co-members here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, Chris Lappin, will be taking on the NXT review, takeover New Orleans review, as Nick Davies, the luckiest man in the world, he gets to see it all live in New Orleans. So we'll just be doing a duo review show, and that should be really good. And I hope you guys and girls tune in. Hopefully we'll have it up before WrestleMania comes out. So yeah, moving swiftly on to Impact Wrestling. Once again, I had the opportunity of sitting in on an Impact Wrestling teleconference call. This time it was with Sanjay Dutt.
Hi Sanjay, it's Oliver Newman here from Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast.
Hello.
My question is, with all the international relationships that Impact Wrestling is building around the world, is there any promotion in particular that you'd have your eyes on in the UK?
You know what, there's a lot of good, very top promotions in the UK. I mean, I think the last time I was over there, maybe about a couple of years ago, obviously there's Defiant, there's NGW, there's Rev Pro, there's IPW, you know, pretty much everybody out there that's running right now on a regular basis is got their stuff together, man. The UK talent is off the chain for quite some time now. They've been kind of, I guess, for a while, it seemed like they're just kind of hidden out there doing their thing. And then just out of nowhere, you know, overnight, the whole world was like, hey, these UK guys are doing something really special over there. And it's kind of created its own territory. But any of those groups, we'd love to work with any of those talents that are kind of blowing up on the UK scene. I would love to see. Obviously, you know, we've announced our presence at MediaCon coming up in September. So we hope that that's the start of much more of a presence in the UK scene.
Who, in your opinion, are the five best X Division stars of all time?
Gosh, that's a tough one. Five. I'll throw out three, and I'll say AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and Christopher Daniels, 100% at the top of the list.
Great answer. Just wondering, what was your opinion of the Unbreakable match, the first time the X Division title main event in the pay-per-view?
You know what, that was one that I remember. I was in Japan, and I wasn't at that pay-per-view. I was in Japan, and I remember reading the reports, and that, you know, these three guys just tore the house down. And I remember I got back to the States, and I was like, all right, this is the first thing I want to do is check this match out. What can be said that hasn't been said already about that match? You know, those three guys, I always had a great, and I still do have a great relationship with all those three guys. And, you know, they're kind of excelling, doing their own thing right now as well.
Thank you very much.
And this was another good show again. The X Division 4-Way was, you know, fast and furious and kind of what the X Division is all about. So I really enjoyed the opening match. Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary, I'm really enjoying this feud. Can't wait to see these two ladies go at it again. And I really like the way Impact Wrestling incorporated WrestlePro, Rockstar Pro, and old TNA footage into the show. I think it's really cool that they're cooperating and working with other companies, you know, especially with Rockstar Pro, with the Eddie Edwards and Sammy Callahan feud that's going on, and Edwards going to Ohio, and, you know, to try and get some measure of revenge against Callahan. So that was quite cool. Brian Cage against Bobby Lashley was crazy. The fact that they were doing step up Hurricane Ranas and stuff was out of this world, really. Really good big man match. I enjoyed these two hosses going after each other. And that was a really good match. Definitely one to check out. And then Austin Aries versus Matt Sydal for the Grand Championship and the Impact World Championship. You know, really good main event. I couldn't actually watch this on Five Spike. I had to watch this on demand because my picture started cutting up. So I'm kind of glad I was able to track it down, because I would have been annoyed because I'm a big fan of both men. And yeah, this was a really good match. Could, you know, back and forth. It was, I guess it was always going to be Aries that wins because of the Grand Championship going away kind of thing. And then obviously El Patron watching on, eating steak, you know, kind of building that feud as well. So, yeah, another good version, another good show of Impact Wrestling this week as well. And then, because of my writing for my third book about my wrestling adventures in 2008, I decided to sign up for the Global Wrestling Network app. And I'm not going to spoil what I've looked at for 2008 or anything, but I was able to catch a few things. So first of all, the Survival of the Hitman, with Bret the Hitman Hart being my favorite wrestler of all time. I had to check this out, and it was very much like Wrestling with Shadows, and that's not a bad thing, of course. This was, but with the talking heads being like Mauro Ranallo and Paul J, the creator of Wrestling with Shadows and stuff. So it was a good documentary, but they didn't really focus on the stuff after, you know, Wrestling with Shadows ends. So like the Montreal Screwjob and stuff. There was a very limited piece on, you know, when Bret came back and reconciled with Shawn Michaels. But you know, it was a good documentary. You know, some of the things that were said and stuff, and looking back, and you could see that Bret was at peace, and it's good that he was, because he's the reason I became a professional wrestling fan. He's the reason why many of you guys and girls became a professional wrestling fan, I'm sure. So it's nice to see that one of my favorites is at peace with the, you know, professional wrestling world that took so much from him in the end when he gave everything that he had. And then, you know, looking around the GWN app, I was able to come across the Best of the X Division, and I'm a huge fan of X Division wrestling, Cruiserweight wrestling. So I checked out Amazing Red versus Jimmy Yang, and that was a really, really cool match. I knew it would be. Red in TNA at that time was amazing, in all honesty, and Jimmy Yang has always been a favorite of mine, so they pulled off quite a good match, kind of a hidden gem kind of match. And then I checked out Kid Cash versus Paul London for the X Division title. I thought I'd seen this match before, but I don't think I have in the end. I think it was Saban against London that I've seen. I obviously checked out this match because I'm a huge Paul London fan. And yeah, these two meshed really well. And, you know, I thought this was a really good match. And, you know, just a warm-up really for this Saturday. You know, I was planning on going to PWL in Willenhall. And then I've heard that Paul London has suffered a dislocated shoulder. So I'm not sure if he's going to be doing that event, which is a real shame. But I just want to extend, you know, my well wishes to Paul London on this podcast and say, you know, get well soon, Paul. Gutted that I probably won't be seeing you on Saturday, but your health comes first. So, yeah, get well soon. And then I was able to see Chris Sabin versus Michael Shane versus Frankie Kazarian, the Ultimate X match, the first Ultimate X match for the X Division title. And this was fantastic looking back, especially with like them talking in the footage as well, which obviously I hadn't seen before. I remember this match because you always remember the first of anything, and this was a really good Ultimate X match, and it all made sense because Saban was cocky, and he interfered in the, you know, the Michael Shane Frankie Kazarian match, if I'm correct, correct me if I'm wrong, and like stopped them from having the top, you know, the number one contenders match and stuff, and then it kind of led to this. So yeah, quite happy with the Global Wrestling Network app at the moment, and you get free for 30 days, so I'll check it out for that duration at the very least, and then kind of go from there.
Hi, this is Dave Mercy, owner of Pro Wrestling Chaos, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
Just to finish off, I had the opportunity to watch New Japan Pro Wrestling Sakura Genesis, and once again, haven't been able to see the whole show. Saw bits and pieces of the Golden Lovers against Hangman Page and Cody, well, just Cody in it. And yeah, that, you know, that's the interesting storyline. I'm interested to see how Omega versus Cody goes at Supercard of Honor. I'm an interesting viewer in terms of that match. And yeah, the two matches that jumped out at me again were Marty Scurll against Will Ospreay for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title, and the IWGP Heavyweight title match between Zack Sabre Jr. and Kashika Okada. And if you look at this, it's just crazy, in all honesty. You know, when I was writing about wrestling in British wrestling in 2007, you on the other side of the world, you would never imagine that three out of the four people in two title matches, two main title matches on a Japanese show would be British. So that's incredible, in all honesty. But yeah, to go to the going back to the match, Marty Scurll against Will Ospreay was incredible. It's been said that, you know, Ospreay's never beaten Scurll, so this was, you know, this was just an incredible match. And the one time when he does beat him, you know, the work on the neck, his neck looked absolutely messed up. The one man Spanish fly off the ring apron was ridiculous. The stamps by Scurll onto Ospreay's neck, I mean, you could go on and on about this match. It was just fantastic. Another, you know, match of the week contender, definitely, and one that you have to check out. I'm not sure I can talk about it that much, really. So many superlatives to share with the world, really. Just go and check it out. Pause the podcast show and go and check it out. And then the IWGP title between Zack Sabre Jr. and Kashika Okada. Yeah, so he done his title shot by winning the New Japan Cup, and he wrestled Okada. And it was the Zack Sabre Jr. match, in all honesty. He really looked amazing in this match. Okada just hit that big power moves in the end, just to take this match for a second. Zack Sabre Jr. catching Okada's drop kick was incredible. All the reversals and counter reversals and working on the different body parts of Okada, especially the Rainmaker arm, was just incredible work by Zack Sabre Jr. Just fantastic. And then Okada, you know, was able to win in the end with his Rainmakers. And then the big news after the match, the big news after both matches, sorry, Ospreay called out Kushida for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. And Okada called out Tanahashi because he's just retained the title, the IWGP title, 11 times to level with Tanahashi. So he's got to beat the ace to become probably the greatest IWGP champion of all time. So that should be really interesting to watch going forward. And we've gone from bite size to, yeah, we've passed the 20 minute mark. Hopefully you've still stuck with it. So yeah, just to wrap up, we'll go match of the week has to be Young Bucks versus Golden Lovers at New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Style Evolved. Absolutely fantastic match. Probably the best tag team match I've ever seen. It really was that good. So you need to go and watch it now. Segment of the week, probably Eddie Edwards and Sami Callihan because of the, you know, the inclusion of Rockstar Pro in Ohio. That was really cool. I enjoyed that. So, yeah, and just to, you know, just to talk about shows we've got coming up, as I've mentioned on the podcast, we've got the NXT New Takeover New Orleans review show coming up on hopefully Sunday afternoon. We'll have the WrestleMania review show. And if you go to Broken But Glorious Wrestling Pod on Twitter, we have a poll about the rumored contenders for SmackDown Live's new GM. So be sure to check that out. And yeah, in closing, this bite-sized version of Positive in Pro Wrestling has gone a lot longer than expected. And hopefully you've stuck with it, like I said. I am Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective, 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE. And A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. Both available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon Now. And I'm also a proud member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Before we go, I've got some great news to share. I've reached 87 book sales of my two wrestling books. In this instance, a WWE Kindle's been sold, so I just thought I'd share that with you. 13 book sales away from 100, and that would be amazing to reach. So yeah, if you're a fan of professional wrestling, both World Wrestling Entertainment and British Wrestling, be sure to pick up my books on paperback and Kindle and Amazon Now. And yeah, just to connect you with us here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, you can connect with me on twitter.com/Brumion. You can like my Facebook page, facebook.com/AFansPerspectiveUK. You can become a Facebook friend at facebook.com/Oliver14Newman. You can follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/Brumion. And for the podcast, it is twitter.com/BBGWpod. And Facebook is facebook.com/BBGWpod. If you'd like to support the podcast, myself, Chris Lappin, and Nick Davey, you can buy our t-shirts from teespring.com/stores/Broken But Glorious. I hope you enjoy the designs, and yeah, it'd be really cool to see our t-shirt on you guys and girls. Thank you. Bye for now. Bye.